into item number eight, land transaction. So Julie? And I'm sure Ron will be around if any commissioners have questions to ask about north of Falcon individually.
Good morning, Chairman, Commissioners, Director, and Deputy. My name is Julie Sandberg, Real Estate Services Manager for the agency, and with me for the presentation today is...
Jim Brown, Regional Director for Region 2, and part of this process, and you'll hear quite a bit about it here in short.
Before I get started, because one of our transactions today, we only have two, is an acquisition, I like to walk through the process that the agency goes through internally to evaluate whether or not to pursue a particular transaction through for acquisition. We have a lengthy process, as you're aware. We go through scoping and needs, starting with an agency's strategic plan through our conservation initiative, a wildlife area plans, as well as habitat planning and species conservation plans. All those come together. Once a year, we do a call out to the regions for Lands 2020 applications. These are parcels of land or large areas of land where we feel that we need to extend our protection for fish and wildlife or recreation opportunities for the public. We go through the Lands 2020 process. In February, we brought before you several parcels of land that are early in that process. We post them to the external website to receive public comment, bring them to the commission for review, and then the director approves a list to go ahead and pursue funding. The bulk of our processes, our acquisitions, come from federal and or state funding. If that funding grant is applied for and we get money in hand, we're able to pursue the transaction. We circle back to the landowner because our transactions are only between a willing seller and a willing landowner, and we are able to negotiate the initiation of that transaction through the appraisal process. We spend a lot of time talking about the appraisal process because it's the real linchpin for our acquisitions. We are required by statute to obtain a market appraisal. Each biennium, we complete a list of contractors, appraisers, who we are able to put out bids to for both the appraisal and a review appraisal. It's kind of a check and balance process. The review, in most cases, must go to the federal agencies for an additional review before we can circle back to the landowner and actually make an offer to them. The appraisal standards are set nationally. In addition, because many of our parcels are acquired with federal funds, or they're used to match federal acquisitions, we must do what's called a yellow book appraisal. Once we've completed that process, we circle back to the landowner to make sure they're still engaged with us, and we're able to make an offer, complete negotiations. If we are able to enter into a purchase and sale agreement, we bring it before the commission and seek approval. So it's a real shortcut of a very lengthy process, so thank you. Our first transaction today is in southern Chelan County. This is the Stemilt parcels. It looks familiar because we brought them before you a little over a year ago, also on a Friday the 13th in January. These two parcels, again, we moved through the closing process over a year ago and discovered a cloud on title. Our federal funders would not approve that at the time, so we've spent the last year working through this. I'll get back to the cloud on title in just a moment. The parcels are 1,276 acres, two full sections of land, and this updated appraised value came in at $1,778,000. This particular landscape that we're looking at is a mixture of ownership that has some deliberate nature in how it got here. The brown parcels are owned by Department of Natural Resources, the purple parcels by Chelan County, formerly Longview Fiber, and the yellow-tinted parcels are current ownership of Department of Fish and Wildlife. The red boxes indicate kind of a diamond of four parcels that have been a center of attraction since at least 2006 in ownership by Department of Natural Resources. The two red outlined, the most easterly one and the northerly one, are the ones that are of Section 16 and 22 focus for today. The cloud on tidal is all about this body of water that's about 20 acres in size. You can see the clouds kind of coming up over the ridge there, but we got rid of them. I would like to acknowledge at this time the efforts of Region Director Brown, his persistence and diligence in keeping us with a dialogue with the Stamil Irrigation District as well as Department of Natural Resources to get us working through this legal issue. The cloud on tidal, very simply, was the reservoir was built in the late 1800s. It's been there a long time. In 1902, a condemnation decree was brought before the courts or issued by the courts that the irrigation district interpreted over the ensuing years as they owned fee title to the property. The Department of Natural Resources interpreted that decree that they owned the property and the irrigation district simply held an easement. So over the past year, we've been able to work closely with our Attorney General, Jim's efforts, bringing the dialogue together with all these folks to resolve the cloud on tidal. The end result is if the transaction is approved today, we will head to closing, and at closing, simultaneously, there will be a transfer of Section 16 and 22 to the Department of Fish and Wildlife. At that time, the Irrigation District will issue a quitclaim deed for any rights to that property. We will immediately turn around and issue an easement to them to continue to use that property in perpetuity. So it's a great win-win solution. And a miracle that's coming together as we head to a June 30th expiration on the grant. Back to the parcels, the significance here is the topography. It ranges from 7,000 feet in height to 600 feet towards the river. It's an amazing elk migration corridor for spring and summer calving areas for the elk and then migration down in the wintertime towards the water. There's a myriad of species that are supported on this landscape, including spotted owl, the pileated woodpecker, and, of course, the deer and elk populations and the predators that follow them. We anticipate that the annual operation and maintenance costs for these two sections of land are $16,588. And the annual PILT payment to Chelan County would be $3,764. These properties will be managed as part of our Kalakum Wildlife Area. And at this time, I'd like to turn it over to Jim for comments.
Thank you, Chair, Commissioners, Director, Deputy Director. I don't have much in the way of comments. I know there's a representative here from Chelan County that's going to speak about the history of this. I was promoted to regional director in Region 2 when, if you look down in the lower left from the two red boxes, Section 20 and 28 were acquired in an earlier commission action with a different funding source. And originally, the sections that we are proposing to you today were part of that original proposal, but we didn't have sufficient legislative funds to meet the need for the DNR trust. And therefore, we had to transition over the last 5 years to find additional funds, and we had a block grant from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service for Section 6 that was at the time in Okanagan County, and we had scaled back our work in Okanagan County at the time, and we did have the available funds. We made a presentation to the Fish and Wildlife Service, and similar values to this property, and they allowed us to rescope those funds before they expired. And we were all set to go until we ran into that cloud on tidal issue. And as Julie said, we've been working on that for the last year. And I think it's important to note, just further emphasize the value that the Attorney General's Office, Joe Shorenshop, specifically Mike Grossman, was the assigned AAG that was very helpful in getting us through with this and working with the Irrigation District's attorney. And I don't want to take away from the interest of the Irrigation District to settle this long-standing dispute over ownership of this lake, but yet retain their interest that they needed to for purposes of operation of their irrigation water rights. And so they were a willing participant as well to settle this. We didn't strong arm them in any way. They were very excited about a path forward and wanted us to work through something, knowing that once we own the property for the people of the state, that we would be their partners that are going to be looking out for their interests at the same time that we're managing the property. So I don't have much else, but I just wanted to give you a little bit more depth on that.
Yeah,
Commissioner. Commissioner Thorburn?
What's the use of the water by the irrigation district? Is it holding sort of backup or drinking
water? It's irrigation water.
It is.
So the Stemilda Irrigation, the upper Stemilda Irrigation District is really a small group of individual growers. They're not part of a bigger consortium. And it's a successor to the original, I can't remember the name of the original irrigation district, so to speak, but they bought them out in the 40s. And it's, you drive by mailboxes up there with names on them, you're driving by the names of the people who are either board members and or people who use the water for their, primarily for high elevation cherries in that area.
So is there a lot of maintenance that's needed on the...
No, there isn't. And in fact, we were very cautious when we wrote those agreements. They have an exclusive easement for the lake, but a non-exclusive easement for all of the other easements that connect it, the roads, the pipelines, the ditches. So we still have access for the public, but are willing to work with them for seasonal restrictions to keep from pipes and infrastructure from being damaged. It's a clear understanding in all of our agreements with them that they are responsible for everything from routine maintenance to catastrophic issues to any compliance issues that might come out of Department of Ecology dam safety. So we were cautious based on some history that we've had on other acquisitions that we not have that clearly spelled out, that wouldn't be a responsibility on the general public for the Department of Fish and Wildlife. Rather, it would be the irrigation district that would be responsible for that.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Chair Smith. I just want to comment on and appreciate the leadership that Regional Director Brown showed on this issue. This is a land deal that is over 100 years in the making. At the last minute, it looked like it was going to fall apart. And, you know, his leadership and his focus on just the long-term vision and keeping people at the table, listening, and keeping it moving has got us here. And so thank you, and thank you to Julie and the real estate team and to Mike Grossman. So It was a big one to carry across that final finish line. You were a long time on the 5-yard line.
Yeah, and I didn't specifically call out Julie. Julie was, she's not just here giving a presentation. She was directly right in that mix with us. So she was side by side with me, being the one that was making sure that what we do is not only good for our funders, but making sure that it made sense from a management perspective. And I don't want to minimize that because it was very important.
Commissioner Grable.
Thanks for being here today, Jim. One of the things I spoke to Jim and Mike Caputa, who's out here with Chelan County Natural Resources, is very much involved with the Stemilt project, that this is part of a property. Something we talked about is inviting commission members over for a tour of this property. It's rather outstanding. There's a large number of stakeholders involved in the Stemilt project. It's very significant. And this, the work that's been done is significant as well to acquire some extremely high quality property for our the residents of the state of Washington.
So and are you suggesting an outing?
I am suggesting an outing. I'll deliver you by boat. No. But that's something that they would be more than happy to arrange for, and it would be a real joy to see this property.
Great. Was that done?
That one.
Good.
I have one other transaction today to present. This is in King County at the north end of Lake Washington on the Sammamish River. This is not an acquisition. This is an amendment to a utility easement. The North Shore Utility District has an easement across our property where we have a boat launch for their sewer easement, and they simply want to relocate that easement and the sewer line to move it out of the way of a bridge location relocation project and also for seismic preparations in anticipation of future events. So it's simply a movement of an easement, not an expansion of the size of it or anything else. It comes before the commission because our current delegation requires utility easements, amendments that are of longer than 20 years to come before the commission. So those are our two transactions, and thank you.
Thank you. And we do have one public input comment. So as Commissioner Grable said, Mike Caputa, please.
Thank you, Chair. Mike Caputa, I'm the director of the Chelan County Natural Resources Department. I'm here on behalf of the Chelan County Commissioners and the organization that you mentioned, Commissioner Graybill, the Stumilt Partnership. There is unequivocal and unanimous support for this transfer. If I could just take a step back and go back in time to about 2006, 2007, let me go back one more map. In this basin, there were two significant events that occurred simultaneously a little over 10 years ago. All of those parcels that are in purple, which are now owned by Chelan County, as well as the what we call the original four sections, you know, two of which you're looking at today, section 16 and 22, but also 20 and 28, as well as section 33, which is south of 28. The original four parcels were part of a, I think it was called the Central Cascades Exchange between DNR and a private developer. And there's a lot of concern in the local community about those parcels going from public ownership to private ownership. And simultaneously, the other parcels that I mentioned, they were owned by Longview Fiber. And they were regularly up for auction. This was prior to Weyerhaeuser's purchase of Longview Fiber. So we had about 7,000 acres in this basin, and there was tremendous concern about these lands going into private ownership. That is unusual in Chelan County. You know, we regularly talk about 87% of our county being in public ownership and some of the concerns that our commissioners have in that regard. In this basin, it is different. And in fact, when the DNR commissioner, I think it was Commissioner Sutherland at the time, suggested this exchange, the county was very supportive of it. But there was a catch. The DNR had to have a public meeting about that exchange. And so they had their public meeting, and almost 200 people from the community showed up overwhelmingly in opposition to this exchange with a private developer. I was standing next to one of our county commissioners, Ron Walter, who's now retired, and he whispered to me, "You know, this isn't going the way I thought it was going to go." And thus, the Stumilt Partnership was born. And we did some unusual things as a county then. We partnered with the Trust for Public Land and went through part of their green printing process. One of the maps that Julie showed you has the TPL logo on it. Our commissioners did that hesitantly. We had never partnered with a conservation organization before. We had any number of committees looking at roads and water and wildlife and recreation. And we came up with a vision document for this area. And in the end, the vision was we want to see all of these lands protected in public ownership, and we want to allow the public to continue to use them. So the three pillars of the Stumilt Partnership are water, wildlife, and recreation. And the acquisition part generally addresses the protection of water and wildlife. And we are now working through some of the recreation issues. We have a technical services grant from the National Park Service, the Recreation Trails and Conservation Areas program. I think you heard some input at your last commission meeting about you know, some of the issues around, you know, figuring out where different user groups can go there between non-motorized and motorized. Again, we have, you know, 60, 70, 80 people coming to recreation planning meetings trying to figure this out. What has been stunning to me is the Stamilt Partnership organization continues to see a high level of turnout from ordinary citizens. We've been meeting for over 10 years, and we still have 30 to 40 people coming to every meeting. And that has been, to me, you know, and we work with a lot of groups across the county. It's just unprecedented, right, to see that kind of engagement and involvement. In addition to that, you know, part of the acquisition, the county received a WWRP Urban Wildlife Grant. And we raised over, as part of that grant, we raised over $300,000 from the local community, so irrigation districts, tree fruit growers, the Fly Fishing Association, Wenatchee Valley Sportsmen Association, they all contributed to this acquisition. So not only are they attending meetings, they're also putting money into this. And so it's just been an overwhelming response by the community. A few folks I do want to thank, and of course over the course of 12 years, you know, there are a lot of people involved in this. Our retired Senator Linda Evans Parlett has been a big champion of this. I've worked with two regional directors with the Department of Fish and Wildlife, Dennis Beach, and now with Director Brown. I do want to echo the comments about Jim Brown's leadership and partnership, and particularly right now, the problem-solving capacity that he has shown to really get this across the finish line. There's no doubt that without Jim's leadership right now, we probably would not be talking about this acquisition, at least with regards to Section 22. We'd probably be spending the next 3 years looking for new funding to try to acquire that section. So we appreciate Jim in that regard and just in general. Additionally, the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation was a key partner on this. I worked with them, and I worked with the WDFW real estate folks. That was Dan Budd and Tom Woodruff, and now Julie. They have held my hand as we've walked through some of the county acquisitions, and they've shown a lot of leadership on these acquisitions. I could probably spend all day extolling the virtues of community partnership and and collaboration. I'm just really thrilled to be here and thrilled to be representing, you know, all these community interests and the Stamilt Partnership and the commissioners, et cetera. So thank you. I'm happy to answer questions. I would be more than excited to have a tour up there. So we certainly invite you up there anytime. It's a really cool place.
We got him on the hook already over here.
Yep. Yep. Okay.
Your enthusiasm permeates your comments, so thank you. Okay. A quick one? Yeah.
Quick. Sorry, we are late. You made your enthusiasm all the way through that was making a point, but I didn't ever get to the point. And I'm seeing here if we can point out what's different about this that caused so much support and so much support from unusual places. I'm seeing if we can get Commissioner Holzmiller's vote. This is what I'm doing. Let's see. Tell me why this is different.
No response. We'll wait. We'll wait for the vote.
Ranch on that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
What made this different?
Well, I would say that, you know, one of the defining features for me, you know, in this working in Chelan County was the overwhelming support from the tree fruit industry, from individual growers, from citizens who, you know, and I would include, you know, our commissioners in this vein. You know, they're not naturally inclined to move land from the private side to the public side, right? We don't do it. In fact, we've written a lot of letters opposing various transactions over the years, and I've helped author those letters with them. I think because of the interest here with the I'm looking this direction to help out with that conversation. you know, the with the varied interests here, I mean, this is an important area for tree fruit production. It's an important area for wildlife. It is in close proximity to the city of Wenatchee, and it's a very important area for recreation. And, you know, part of our economic future in our valley is around outdoor recreation, and this area is going to be a big part of it. So all of those things just came together right here. I wouldn't be able to say that necessarily with some other areas across the county, but it all came together in this place.
Great. Thank you. So we're set. There's no other public comment on this, so looking for motions, and we'll do these one at a time.
I move to approve the Smelt land acquisition as presented.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded by Commissioner Grable. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign.
Aye.
See.
I move.
Yep, next.
I move to approve the easement movement as presented.
Second.
Commissioner Keough, second it. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Okay. Thank you, guys.